I made a post yesterday in which I said that I was saving myself and my favourite sexting partner. I'd said that I was a little bit tipsy and I'd already come 3 times that day. Well, I'm glad I did save myself, because you know what? We did speak that evening. We did have phone sex. And it was wonderful. He was a bit sleepy, a bit worn out, you know, he'd had a hard day doing lots of work. But he said he'd still like to give it a go, so we did. It was so good. When you come at the same time as your partner, it's just the best. You can really suspend your disbelief. You can really immerse yourself and feel all those miles melt away, as if you're in the same room together, the same bed, and you're enjoying an intense orgasm together. And for a moment it feels like real sex. Well, that's what happened last night. His name is Reese. He's 21 years old, and yes, that means he's 20 years younger than me. I know, I know. When I first learned his age, it was a massive turn-off. I mean, it still kind of is, to be honest. But it just goes to show how fucking sexy he is. And it's more than that. I care about him. I enjoy hearing about his life. It's not all about the sex, you know. So, anyway, last night. So we speak on the phone, and things gradually turn sexy. He listens to my latest audio. The title is that it's got paradise in the title, like Welcome to Paradise or something. So I got him to listen to it, and I really enjoyed hearing his reaction. I could practically hear his eyes popping out of his head. He was so fucking shocked to hear me come like that. Because normally, well, you know what I normally sound like. But this time, the brakes were off. And I could be as loud as I wanted. Because I'm in a hotel. I don't have to worry about neighbours hearing me. He fucking loved it. He didn't come whilst listening. We chatted, and I did my very, very, very best to not make it obvious that I was playing with myself. I was using my fingers, so there was no vibrator sound. And, you know, he's talking and he's edging, and I'm not really talking very much. And I'm trying to keep my moans, like, completely to myself. I didn't succeed completely, but I'll tell you what. When I uttered those words, and I said, I'm coming. He fucking loved it. He went mental and he came so hard. Unfortunately, I was being really loud and over the top. And I didn't hear him, which is such a shame, because hearing guys come is what I'm all about. That does it for me. Out of everything, that I'm into, hearing guys come, is the absolute number one. So that was a shame. But we certainly came at the same time. Just, you know, afterwards, basking in the afterglow together, heavy breathing, panting, sweating, you know, telling each other how incredible our orgasms were, and me telling him, yeah, I wanted to surprise you. That's why I was being so quiet. I was trying to concentrate on my orgasm. I didn't want to give it away. You know, just having that little debrief after, it's so nice, it's so intimate. And that's what it's like in bed with me. That's what I'm like. I enjoy like stroking his chest and gentle kissing and just hearing our breathing and our pulses go back to normal and having a little chat about how incredible that thing was that we just experienced. So even though we are, gosh, how many miles apart? I don't know, hundreds of miles apart. You know, the technology being the incredible thing it is, we could just chat seamlessly over the phone and just have that intimate moment together where for a couple of minutes at least it felt like we were together physically. My orgasm was absolutely incredible. Using my fingers, I really, really have to use my fingers more. It's more effort, but you can control your orgasm so well. So yeah, that was last night. And yeah, I would absolutely never, ever entertain being physical with someone who's 20 years younger than me. I think probably 10 years younger than me is my cutoff, to be honest. But it's just phone sex, so I guess it's okay. I mean, he's an adult, there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, the ick. I don't think men understand, but if there's any women listening, you'll understand what I mean about the ick when it comes to a significant age gap. I am comfortably old enough to be his mother. Ugh, I really don't want to think about that at all. Gross. Needless to say, none of our role plays will involve that, because that is disgusting. Ew, I don't want to think about that. So anyway, he's great. I'm attracted to him. He's got a wonderful accent, a wonderful deep voice. And his Scottish accent is incredible. I love it when he slips into that. I like it when he reads out poetry to me in his sexy Scottish accent. Sounds just like James McAvoy's. A huge turn on. I've got some recordings of him reading out poetry. There's Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day? And I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. I'm not actually sure if those are the official titles of the poems, but whatever. That's what I call them. It's so nice to go back and hear his sexy voice reading out poetry to me. He's great. He's just absolutely great. We've spent hours and hours chatting. Like, literally the longest chat we've had is something like 4 hours, something like that. Yeah, just incredible. Really great guy. Really interesting to talk to. And incredible at phone sex and role plays and saying the words that are going to get me off and using his incredible accent skills. Yeah. Yeah. So he's my favourite partner. I've just scrolled to our Reddit chats to remind myself of how it all started. So today is Saturday the 14th of December, and it started on Saturday the 7th of December. He left me a voice note in response to one of my posts. He said, you wanted someone to post back, so enjoy. He left me a 2-minute voice note, just basically saying how much he enjoyed it, and like he complimented me. He said that my laugh was cute or something like that. And it really stood out because it wasn't your usual message. So first of all, he just responded straight away with a voice note, And second of all, he's not saying, now there's nothing wrong with these messages, but he's not saying, you made me so hard. I came so hard to you. I want to fuck you. I wish I was with you right now. I wish I had inspired that post. You know, he just simply sent me a SFW voice note, and I really enjoyed it. So I sent him one back. I asked him where he was located. He told me. Then he sent me another voice note, which was a bit saucy. It's 10 minutes long, and it involves lots of dirty talk and a very, very sexy orgasm. I absolutely loved the way he sounded when he came. And then, yeah, just basically things escalated from there, and we ended up going onto a different platform, telling each other our real names, swapping photos, and then we talked about our personal lives, and we did something called body doubling, which is where you put your camera on, and it just helps when you're working from home or working on a project or whatever to have someone watching you, and it makes you concentrate more. And we should take like breaks every 20 minutes so we could chat for 5 minutes. So yeah, even though we've only known of each other's existence for a week, it's been quite intense, quite a lot of time spent together over the phone, that is. And yeah, it's been very, very, very good. Anyway, I am just gonna go and listen to one of his voice notes, one of his sexy ones, and when I'm almost ready to come, I will resume recording. This one's for you, Reese. I came to your voice. That was very intense. Still got the vibrator on me, just in case. This is one of those days when I can go for round two straight away. Hmm. Thank you, Reese. I can't wait to have video sex with you. With both of us showing our faces. It's gonna be so hot. Actually seeing your reactions, your facial expressions. Feels absolutely wonderful to have the vibrator still on there. I'm not sure I can come again. But just in case, instead of hitting stop, I'm gonna hit pause. Just in case. I am falling into a post-orgasm nap. I fucking love those. I love that I'm on a holiday and I can just do whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want. If I want to spend the entire day in bed with the curtains drawn, just wanking, I can. And if I want to go out, I can. If I want to eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, I can. And if I want to have a post-orgasm nap and just wake up whenever, then I can, and I shall. Goodbye, Reese. Can't wait to speak to you again.